Hello and welcome to the Weekend Catch-Up Podcast. This is the podcast where, of course, we get you caught up on all things tech, pop culture, and trending news. We have a doozy of a week
double doozy.
If you've been paying attention to this week at all, it's been a doozy. So we're going to talk about all of it. We're looking at Kanye's presidential run, the potential banishment of TikTok in America, which there are a lot of thoughts with that. And then Bree has brought the latest in the Lady A case.
Yes.
And I didn't even know this was a big deal until you brought it up.
Yes.
So I'm
Lady
very,
Antebellum. Mm-hmm.
Very interested in talking
also,
about this.
Also, my name is Isaac and this is my wife, Bree.
Yes.
Okay.
Flawless.
Yeah. Nailed that.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Let's jump into our weekend pop culture.
Why don't you go first?
Yes. A recurring feature of this podcast for a while has been Brianna talking about her progress on Stardew Valley. This is the game where it's kind of like a life sim. It's a little 8-bit game where
it's you amazing.
Basically inherit a farm and you do farm chores. And it's a full game that you have sunk hundreds and hundreds of hours into. And
over 500 hours
yes,
I've sunk
over
into this game.
500 hours.
Yep.
I am now picking up the mantle. I've tried this game several times, and I guess I just wasn't stressed out enough to play it, or I wasn't, I mean...
You weren't...
I wasn't
like the opposite of stressed out.
I didn't need a distraction when I tried to play this game before.
Okay.
And because the world is the world right now,
yep.
I needed a distraction. So I've picked up Stardew Valley, and honestly, I have really been enjoying it.
Yeah.
I've gotten some chickens and cows. I've looked up strategy and tutorial guides on YouTube.
Oh,
yeah.
You're far in then.
I am far in. So I've probably
How far are you to beating the boss?
Not even close. I've been on my secluded farm. It's been glorious.
Okay.
I have my chickens, my cows. They're amazing.
So the bad guy in this story is Jojo Mart,
yeah.
which is basically like, are we calling it Walmart?
It's Walmart.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's coming into the small fishing town
right.
and is taking over the little mom and pop shop.
Yes.
So you have to save the mom and pop shop.
Gotta save
or
mom and pop
you
shop.
Can side with Jojo Mart.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just been an incredible game. I welcome the distraction because life is crazy right now. So it's been
good. It sure is. Yeah. No, I like watching scary movies. So,
okay. Yeah.
Like when I'm stressed out.
Yeah.
So I can, I don't know. That's how I control my stress. And then I like to look at the end, 10 minutes in.
Yeah. It's something that you can control. Yeah,
yes.
I like that.
Yes. In addition to my farm.
Yeah. What's been your week in pop culture?
Okay. So Hamilton came out and it was awesome.
Yes.
And that's pretty much it. That's all my
okay.
pop culture.
Hamilton
is awesome. Watch it on Netflix.
Disney Plus.
I'm sorry. Yes. On Disney Plus. There's been a little bit of actual controversy. Have you read about?
Yeah. It's been a lot of people saying that Lin-Manuel Miranda sucks because of his things that he did in Puerto Rico after the hurricane hit there. He basically like took over one of the only performing arts studios to put Hamilton on. And he, like, charged at a discount, like, tickets to the show to this country that had already been hit by a hurricane. So it was just kind of scummy.
I haven't heard that part. I
yeah.
heard, like, just the stuff where he kind of, like, they don't talk in depth about the slavery portion of the Founding Fathers stuff. And he's
okay.
like, yeah, you're right. I totally suck.
Well, there you go.
So he's admittedly saying that he sucks. I didn't know about any of that stuff.
We need to normalize people admitting they suck.
Yes, right?
We need to make that okay. People need to feel free to come out and just admit that they did something stupid.
Suck.
Like
yes.
that's okay.
He's like, yeah. He's like, I deserve every bit of this.
Okay.
Basically. And I was like, awesome.
Yeah, I like that.
He seems like a solid guy. I just, you know, people make mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, I live primarily...
I'm a Lin apologist, I guess.
I live primarily on Twitter, and Twitter doesn't like Lin-Manuel Miranda right now. But Twitter doesn't like anything, so...
That's fair.
That's fair.
That's fair. Yeah. But Hamilton was awesome. I had chills in like four times. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, there was one song that I've listened to the soundtrack a couple times, and I listened to it and watched it at the same time, and I have a new appreciation for that song. I would like skip over that song
yeah.
and now I'm like crazy about it. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's the one that features Angelica, Hamilton's
yep.
sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. So yep, watch it.
Yeah, it's on Disney Plus. You can watch it.
Yeah.
So speaking of people Twitter doesn't like, Kanye West has announced that he's running for president.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pull from an article that I read.
Because it's 2020 and things are terrible.
Yes, because it's 2020 and things are terrible. I'm pulling from an article from Forbes, but giving you some context here, a really funny thing happened on Twitter where Elon Musk was quick to proclaim full support for Kanye West. And then once he realized that Kanye West was doing vaccine conspiracy theories and was saying that the government is basically like an evil, like, conspiracy theory, Elon said, quote, "We may have more differences in opinion than I anticipated." So initially, Elon Musk jumped in with full support. And then when Twitter pointed out that West was anti-abortion, anti-vaccination, Musk indicated that he may be rethinking his initial position on that. But providing some context, over the course of a four-hour interview with Forbes, Kanye called vaccines the mark of the beast, and he admitted that he had never voted in his life and falsely claimed that Planned Parenthood was a white supremacist plot. He also acknowledged that he hadn't made a final decision on whether or not he was going to run as an independent candidate for president. West said in the interview that if he doesn't make a decision about running for office within the next 30 days, he'll miss the majority of deadlines to file. He said that if he retroactively might be included on ballots he missed because of COVID-19. He said he's speaking with experts, citing that Jared Kushner from the White House and Joe Biden, he would talk to them about running for president, which I don't know why Joe Biden would help someone who might run against him.
Ugh.
But yeah, all of this said, Kanye has said that he's running for president. This is... fans of Kanye, myself included, know that this is...
You're still a fan of Kanye?
Okay, I'm more of a... I understand this arc for Kanye. This is a big manic moment again for Kanye that normally happens. And he has a new album coming out. And whenever that's happening, you can kind of just expect that Kanye is going to do something bizarre.
I'm just tired.
I get that. Yeah, I am tired too.
I want a nice, responsible, kind person in the White House. And I feel like that is just really hard to come by.
That's asking for too much.
It's asking for a lot, I guess.
I'm going to drop a take on this.
What?
And it's kind of apolitical.
Please
I think
don't.
This gets with both
don't,
people.
Don't go crazy.
If you run for president, to a degree, I think you're a little bit of a crazy person. I think that that's safe to say. Like, I think that we've set it up where... only crazy people can now become president because, like, you have to be prepared for this onslaught of everything you've ever done being out. You have to be prepared to basically be wrong about everything and put the lives of millions of Americans in your hands. That's what a crazy person would want to do, right?
You know, I have,
that's crazy.
I have an idea and I don't, this is, we probably are going to have to watch like, Schoolhouse Rock when we're done with this, but
let's hear it.
Why do we need a president?
That's kind of how our system of government was set up.
But what do they do other than just fire off hot takes on Twitter? I mean, like, seriously. I feel like they have, like, some superpower that they can just, like, make a law and then that's it. That's
they're the
all
commander
they can
in
do.
Chief of the military. They're kind of like
can
America's
we have somebody
official.
Be, can't like, somebody be the commander in chief of the military and not be the president?
No, I mean, like, that's the official title, the commander in chief of the military. But this might be a topic for our separate podcast.
It just is driving me crazy.
Leaders, why do we need them?
Why do we? Well, I just, it's so frustrating. This year has been frustrating.
I've been planning to be, so like late last year, we talked about how 2020 was going to be the most exhausting year ever.
It is.
Because we just thought it was going to be an election year.
Yeah.
We were right that it was going to be exhausting, but for
we
reasons.
We haven't even really gotten into the election stuff yet. This is like, we're just starting to get into that.
Yes. So, oh God.
We are just, this is just
no!
the beginning.
So anyway, this is just the beginning of the presidential election cycle and stuff. You're seeing ads against Biden. You're seeing ads against the President Trump. The President Trump.
The President Trump.
If you want us to cover politics...
please don't make us.
Let's talk. Let's talk about it in the Facebook group, Real FM Insiders on Facebook. We can chat.
I don't understand the presidency, for one. Just being
so
honest
we might
here.
Be, maybe our only political coverage that we do... is from you who like you just don't you're just giving
hot
takes.
I didn't have a good American government class growing up, so I
kind of like this idea.
I don't get it, honestly. I
the
feel
president
like they're just
takes
there to
care,
be mean. I don't know.
The president is the caretaker for America's goat. America has a
okay,
goat.
Okay, yep.
We elect a man to take care of it. Currently, Trump is doing that.
I feel like the goat can take care of itself.
I agree.
Okay.
Moving on to topic number two, related to the presidency, but also kind of an area of tech. The Trump administration is apparently considering a ban on Chinese social media apps including the insanely popular app TikTok. This is from an article.
We just talked about TikTok last week. I have to download it before it gets banned. I got to see what it's all about.
Addie Robertson on The Verge, which wrote an incredible article on this. Basically, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, mentioned the possibility on Tuesday that they're looking at something like banning TikTok. Now, this is because the Chinese government has a pretty unique relationship with tech. Remember a while ago where Apple didn't unlock a phone for law enforcement, even though it contained like information that law enforcement
they do that all the time, yeah.
said that they needed?
Yeah.
So tech doesn't work that way in China. Basically, the Chinese government has a backdoor into every piece of tech for like everything that comes out of China. Like the Chinese government can get into it. So because of that, companies like Huawei and ZTE are... Huawei. That's how you pronounce that. It's spelled like Huawei.
Oh, I thought you meant like Wawa, like the gas station.
No, not Wawa, okay, the gas station. Companies like Huawei and ZTE are phone-like companies that make cell phones, and their usage is downright either blocked or heavily discouraged in the U.S. because the Chinese government can basically root around in there and look around at stuff.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Right.
So the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, said that they're looking at the prospect of banning certain apps like TikTok as tensions are sort of rising with China a little bit. China is committing a straight-up genocide against the Uyghur community over mm-hmm. there, and we're against it as a country, and I think on a personal level, we can pretty much say that.
Yeah.
So we're looking at ways of distancing ourselves with China, both in policy and trade right now. And a couple of ways that they could ban the TikTok app is on a network level. That's kind of like the extreme level where the government could basically block any communication between the targeted servers for TikTok and the users in the country, so us. Ironically, that's kind of like the Chinese do with their internet and how India has already started banning TikTok over there.
Is there anything that's banned like that over here yet?
No, this would be unprecedented for us to like ban an app like this.
Let's do it, 2020.
See, we'll get there. We'll talk about that. We could also, and we kind of are banning TikTok in work environments for the government. They've already been banned in lots of places like the military, on phones. Some lawmakers are pushing for even more strict rules regarding that. And what's most likely, if anything happens, it would be on the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. Now, this is an entity that oversees mergers and investments involving non-U.S. companies. They opened a national security investigation into TikTok this last year.
TikTok,
citing concerns similar to Pompeo's. Now, this is a subsidiary of a Beijing-based company, ByteDance, and critics have raised several issues around this, both over its overall privacy practices and potential ties to the Chinese government. Again, the Chinese government, if they wanted to, could basically pull anything from the app, and they've already sort of like been...
Can they get your data off your phone?
I mean, we don't know.
No?
I mean, like, whatever you allow TikTok to get on your phone, they could technically get...
Maybe I shall not download the
but
app.
What's more weird about it from just a messaging standpoint is that the Chinese government issued kind of a best practices for the TikTok app for moderation. And what's included on there is they discourage criticism over events like the Tiananmen Square, which the Chinese government basically outright denies ever happened, where they killed a bunch of protesters in the Tiananmen Square. So the Chinese government...
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to download it.
...through controlling TikTok could basically shape propaganda for a bunch of Zoomers all around the world.
All I feel like... We don't need to ban it because that's crazy. We just need to put out, like, a Facebook ad that shows people why it sucks, and then people will delete it.
Yeah, basically put
Is
out
that
information
crazy?
On, I like, think that maybe some transparency in the App Store over the app would be probably more realistic than outright banning it. We all agree that there are things that happened in the world in history, like Tiananmen Square, that are being like suppressed on TikTok, though. And things like the Hong Kong protests are getting like pushed down in the algorithm. So they're using the platform to kind of spin Chinese party propaganda. So it is kind of wild. Yeah.
But how do you feel about the ban?
I am personally against the ban because I think that when we start banning information-based apps, even stuff like TikTok where it's the crazy dances, I think that opening up that Pandora's box of letting the government outright ban certain apps, I think that goes only to bad places. So I'm more of an anarchist on the internet. I think that there should be very little, if any, laws on the internet. obviously protecting the vulnerable people like minors and children and anyone who's
vulnerable.
I was
about to say.
But that, outside of that, I think the internet should be a free information hub. And I don't view banning information as the way to go.
I just feel like there's so much easier ways to go around a lot of things that we want to make laws for. Like, if I feel like if everybody just had all the information, they wouldn't.
Yeah.
They would do the right thing.
Yeah. Suppressing an outlet where truth could potentially get through is not a good idea, I think. So,
okay.
Yeah. Hmm. But be following the TikTok thing, because if you are using it frequently, it should be fair to know that it is a app that is largely influenced by the Chinese government, which, I mean, they don't share our values at all on most things. So be aware of that. So let's jump into something a little bit more lighthearted. I feel like
it's not lighthearted though.
Well, no, it's not. God, this year, I feel like I just went on like a huge geek rant for like two straight stories. So,
I mean, you did, but this still isn't a happy story.
Was
it's just more entertainment.
Were both things comprehensible?
No, it is. No, okay. It was.
Stop me when I'm
We've
not.
Had to scrap topics before because I will just like get way into the weeds with political stuff, because that's what you do.
Well, and once I get going, it's like I can't stop.
Oh, yeah.
So I have to be stopped.
Well, and I know nothing about politics, as you probably have noticed. Yes.
We're a good pair.
Yes. So.
Well, I know nothing about country music and Lady Antebellum, the band. So fill me in.
So there has been some drama in the country music world because everybody's realizing, the South, you know, glorifying the South, maybe not the best idea because of our history there.
Glorifying the Confederacy.
Yes.
You can glorify the South. We got great fried chicken and sweet tea.
Oh, yeah.
You know, blues.
Just a little bit of chicken fried.
Yeah.
Okay. Lady Antebellum now is wanting to change their name to Lady A.
Okay.
So apparently it's been a nickname that their fans have been calling them forever. They want to be more sensitive to the Black Lives Matter movement and protests and stuff. So they decided to change their name to Lady A. Sounds good, right?
Because Antebellum carries with it Southern, like, Confederacy connotations.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
Sounds good,
sense.
Right?
Yeah, why not?
Wrong. So.
Wrong.
You're wrong. So it's an issue because there is already a singer named Lady A.
Okay. Yeah.
And she's Black.
Okay.
So they are taking.
So far, not seeing a problem. They can share the name.
Can they? I mean, you're basically taking like a big, giant, like, country music star group.
Oh, that's true.
And changing their name to Lady A.
Okay.
And then there's also this, like, I think she's a blues singer. Let me find her name because I wanted to make sure that I give her credit.
I think it is Lady A, right?
Yeah. So her name, is Anita White, and she's been using the name Lady A for 20 years, and she's a blues singer.
Okay.
So it's not great.
Yeah, and if this huge country band takes her name, I'm now seeing that makes sense. It would, like, push her down in Spotify, push her, basically bury her in Google search engine results.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah.
They apparently, like, had a big meeting on Zoom,
right.
And they were like, okay, well, we're talking, we're going forward, because this blew up.
Right.
Because they're basically taking, like, they're trying to be more sensitive to Black folks, and then they decide to, like, push a Black folk way down into the search results, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm still, did they not come to a compromise on
sharing
the name?
So it sounded like they were going to.
Okay.
It sounded like there was going to be some sort of compromise, and the original Lady A, Anita White, sued them, or she didn't sue them. She just said, if you want my name, you have to give me $10 million. And
to offset, that name with a huge band.
Rebranding, everything.
Okay.
So Lady Antebellum is going to sue Anita White now to use the name.
That's icky.
That's where it gets really bad for me.
And this is kind of ongoing now, right?
Oh, yeah. So this is ongoing.
TBD
so this is
how
like,
that lands.
Yeah. And the whole deal is like they had a trademark, like Lady Antebellum had a trademark for Lady A because all of their fans were calling them Lady A. And Anita White didn't do anything. The original Lady A, because
right.
I don't. Maybe she didn't even know that
right.
there was a trademark.
How are you to know that? Yeah.
So it's just, it's pretty skeevy.
I've got a suggestion here.
Yeah.
So I'm plugged into the hardcore band community. There's only so many tough names floating around for hardcore bands. Recently, the band Kublai Khan, a hardcore band out of Sherman, Texas?
I was like, just say Texas. They're all out of Texas.
They're out of Texas, and they recently found out that there's another band called Kublai Khan that had been operating years before them. So what Kublai Khan, the hardcore band, did was they added a TX to their name. So Kublai Khan, Texas was their, I guess their full name.
Gotcha.
There can only be so many trench knives. So there's a trench knife, Kentucky. There's a trench knife, Arizona. Like, you get it.
Okay.
They can just be like Lady A, GA. Like, that's Georgia. However they do that. Just
I mean, they could have picked anything.
Add a little abbreviation
to
it. I mean,
the whole deal for me is that they could have changed their name to anything and would not have lost a single follower.
Yeah.
And Anita White, if she changes her name, it's going to be really hard for her to even gain that, you know, fandom that she needs. Right. I don't know. It's weird. There's also other bands that are changing their name, like the Dixie Chicks are, they changed their name. So now they're the Chicks.
Yeah,
now they're the Chicks, but the Chicks were already a band in New Zealand or something.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that. And they decided to share the name.
So guys, now is the time to find any sort of problematic country band names and trademark the crap out of any other variants that are close to that, because you could make some money. I'm just saying.
So, but they decided to share the name. So it's just, but it's a little different. I mean,
I'm joking. Charging someone money to change and be more sensitive is horrible. Don't do that.
It is.
I'm just realizing, normalize people admitting when they're wrong.
Yes.
I was wrong. Don't do that. But
So that's I don't know. What do you think?
I think that they should add the abbreviation to their name and just call it a day. I think that optics of suing a black woman to get a name,
to be supportive of the Black Lives Matter movement.
Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
That's more damaging than just quietly becoming the Buttered Biscuits or something. Like, just change your name.
It could have been anything.
Change your name to like Sweet Tea Fried Chicken and boom, you're a country band.
Like there's
like,
so
it's
many
fine.
Lyrics too that they could pull their name from. Like just guys.
Change your name to Lightning and the McQueens.
They could have just been Lady. Like it would have been fine.
Yeah. Okay. Oh God. It's been a weird year. It's been a weird, weird year, and this is just fitting more into
it. I think that, you know, we've been working up to this, though. I'm glad that a lot of this has happened because it's exposed some problems that we need to fix.
It feels like everyone just went, oh, racism, bad, and now...
Well, also healthcare stuff, we need to fix that, you know, it's just...
Yeah,
the politics bad. We need to fix a lot of stuff, you know.
Yeah, so we'll be here with you as
we need to be praying about that. For
figure out things that we need to fix.
Yeah,
but that's our weekend catch up episode, guys. Stay safe this weekend. Shout out to you if you're still lighting off fireworks. You're scaring
my
dog.
Stop. Yeah, she's so nervous. Stop it.
We'll holler at you guys next weekend. Stay safe.